Otmar Liebert spent his 20s doing a series of odd jobs. He worked as a dishwasher, a bike messenger, a truck driver, and a bank teller, all jobs that seem worlds away from his career today. Otmar Liebert began making albums in 1990. His debut recording, Nuevo Flamenco, is one of the best-selling guitar albums of all time. Liebert and his band, Luna Negra, have released a new recording almost every year since 1990. Otmar Liebert joins us with a couple members of his band in Studio 4A. Welcome.
Thank you.
Your albums have been inspired by a variety of things. I read one of them came out of a trip to Tuscany.
Yeah.
But what about your new album?
It was inspired by needing to work in a different way. John used to always describe recording as a submarine ride.
John Gagan, your bassist right here?
Yeah. You go somewhere and you go under for 6 weeks and you work 12 to 14 hours, 16 hours a day. And then at the end of it, you get back into the light and you go, oh, you blink with your eyes. And there is an album, hopefully. And I couldn't do that because I have a little son. And so I had to figure out a way to record while, you know, taking care of things. So it just ended up being less of a submarine ride, more like, here's 3 hours, go into the studio and do a little work. I found out that about 16 to 18 bars I needed as a delay in order to get to my seat in the other room. So I tell the computer to go back 16 bars, and I'd walk through four doors, opening, closing them, sit down, pick up the guitar, make sure it's in tune, pick up headphones, and there it was.
So you're sitting here multitasking, doing everything yourself, running from room to room.
Mm-hmm. John would come and join me and record some bass, and basically that was it.
And you're doing this at home with a young child in the house.
Yeah.
Was that disruptive at all?
Oh, hell yeah. Absolutely.
You know, nobody on the recording?
Nobody tells you what a child is like the first year. You know, everybody you can ask has long forgotten. Oh, you'll love it. It is great.
Well, let's hear something from the album.
Okay. I want to preface this with, we just did a radio show, and the host asked me, you know, all the music on here on the album seems sort of romantic and idealized. And I told him I think it was just my escape from the chaos that was going on around me, because having the son and trying to start up my own label, not being on a major label anymore and trying to do things my own way, you know, my life was fairly chaotic. So I think this is just a little place that I escaped to, and this is probably the best example on the album for that. It's called La Luna. Thank you.
We're listening to Otmar Liebert playing La Luna, along with Robbie Rothschild and John Gagan here in Studio 4A. What does the term Nouveau Flamenco mean to you?
Well, I had to come up with a name for what I was doing. And although there is a lot of flamenco elements, I play a flamenco guitar, a lot of the rhythms are based on flamenco. It's nothing like traditional flamenco because it's a lot more based on melody and much simpler forms and stuff like that. But I felt, you know, that flamenco was probably the closest. It's obviously not jazz, it's not rock, it's not classical, so it was a word that people could identify with. And I think at the time I was in California and reading this article on Nouvelle Cuisine, and I thought, you know, why don't I just take Nouveau Flamenco? And I went to the record label, and they were already not happy with me using my name. They said, you know, you got to come up with a better name, something simpler, something that people can remember. And then we were thinking, maybe we'll put a flamingo on the cover. And you can call it Nouveau Flamingo.
What do they want you to call yourself?
Oh, I don't know.
They didn't propose a name.
They didn't propose anything. But they had both of the main executives of that label had changed their names. So I think they just thought it was part of being in the music industry.
I want to go back to all the different influences in your music. Mm-hmm. You were born in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother was Hungarian and mm-hmm. your father Chinese-German.
Mm-hmm.
Did that influence?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's that I never felt I belonged to one particular tradition. So to me, I was the pirate. I took from any tradition that I liked. And I think that's what my music is. You know, mental pirating, whether it was paintings, museums, music, I think because I didn't follow a certain tradition.
Were they musical, your parents?
My dad always loved swing music. My mom sang all the time. I remember that. She'd be in the kitchen with the only radio in the house and, you know, the door would be open and you'd hear her sing along.
What would she sing?
Not very well. She would just sing, you know, but it was just the joy of it. It wasn't the fact that, oh, my mom's a great singer. It was, you know, she's happy.
One of your albums is Lullabies, but this is not those that were sung to you as a child then.
Oh, no, none of those were. But I was just interested in the idea of a lullaby, of being just music to relax to, basically. One, because we were going to have a baby, and two, just as the idea of most music that you get in that sort of setting, like let's say you're getting a massage, most of that stuff is horrific, and I have to tell people, please turn this off, this is driving me crazy. And so there's got to be a balance somewhere where something is soothing and yet interesting, and that's actually a very, very difficult line to maintain.
I think you've said the line between boredom and relaxation is
absolutely
very
fun. Yeah, it's a lot harder than I thought it was going to be.
Where do you draw the line between relaxation and boredom?
I want things that are interesting, but then again, if that's what you're looking for, like a lullaby, it can't be too interesting.
It has to put you to sleep, is what you're saying.
Well, no, you know, you don't necessarily want to go to sleep immediately, but you want to relax. So it can't be too demanding, but it also can't be so you're going, oh my God, there's that again. So it's a really interesting exercise.
Because people don't know quite what to do with your records,
yeah.
Sometimes it's dumped into New Age.
Yeah.
Do you like that label? Do you reject it? You've kind of defined
what it
means.
I am completely indifferent to it in that sense. It was put in New Age because the first label that I signed with viewed themselves as a New Age label. And then once you're in a category, they don't like to put you in any other category. So, and I'm fine with it. But in general, it was probably not a category I would have put myself in.
Although you sort of redefined it in a way.
Yeah, I think I was very lucky. There was a little window in the early 90s when radio wasn't quite as confined as it is now, and there weren't consultants for everything. So, I mean, something unheard of happened. We sent basically a demo, a little limited edition CD from Santa Fe in the summer of 89. To the Wave in Los Angeles. It wasn't done very properly. There was no address or phone number. So somehow the Wave tracked me down by calling information for the printer of the label of the CD. And the printer told him, oh, here's his number. And they called me, and I had a message on my machine saying, you know, we've never added six songs from any well-known artist and we don't know who the heck you are. Would you please call us?
Please tell us what we're playing.
Yeah. You know, so they added six songs and then that's how it started.
And here you are. Well, we'd like to have you play one more song.
Absolutely.
As we go out. But before that, we just want to say thank you so much for coming into Studio 4A, Otmar Liebert, along with Robbie Rothschild and John Gagan.
Thank you.
Can you play us that lullaby that
sure.
you were? That'd be great.
This is a lullaby from the album In the Arms of Love, and it's called Carinthia, which means home, but sort of not the house you live in, but home as being the spot on this planet that you feel you belong to.
Our performance with Otmar Liebert was produced by Tracy Wall and recorded and mixed by Andrew Reynolds. You can hear more of Otmar Liebert's performance at npr.org. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.